This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Kayla Bostock. First name is Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, last name is Bostock, B-O-S-T-O-C-K. Date of birth 9/16/2013. This letter is being written to Dr. Indira Vemuri. First name is Indira, I-N-D-I-R-A. Last name is Vemuri, V-E-M-U-R-I, Vemuri. Address is 17705 Hale Avenue, H-A-L-E Avenue, Suite 1. Morgan Hill, M-O-R-G-A-N Hill, H-I-L-L Hill, California 95037. Telephone number 408-776-9560. Fax number 408-778-7857. Dear Dr. Vemuri, V-E-M-U-R-I, thank you for asking me to see this 9-year-old female in allergy consultation. Period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features. Period. Kayla has had eczema since she was very young, but over time this has improved. Period. There is also history of minor wheezing, and she has used nebulizer in past. And as of now, she is doing quite well, period. Last time, a nebulizer was used more than 4 years ago, and overall, she does not have any respiratory problems, period. She was breastfed, and then there was a flare-up of her symptoms with milk, and she was switched to lactose-free milk, and that seems to work quite well for her, period. She has been able to eat just about any other food without any significant symptoms or period. There is no history of any seasonal rhinitis or respiratory symptoms, period. Overall, she is in decent health, period. There is some exposure to, family has a dog, but there are no significant problems while being in close contact with dog, period. For quite some time, her lips are very dry and cracked, and family is concerned about some food allergies and period. They have been using number one Aquaphor, number two Chapstick, number three some face washes, number four Glad Skin Eczema Cream, number five lip renewal serum, and this has been mildly effective, period. She has also used over-the-counter hydrocortisone with some benefit, period. There is no history of any obvious contact type allergy, period. Certainly ingestion of citric fruits and juices can exacerbate this problem. This can also be a significant problem in children who do a lot of lip smacking, and saliva could be quite irritating, period. This was all discussed with the mom, and family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. As of recently, they have used Zyrtec 5 to 10 ml, and that is effective, and that is quite effective, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 9-year-old who had dry, cracked lips with mild erythema and some scaling, period. There was no evidence of any eczema or any other skin eruptions, period. Rest of the exam was normal, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies in its relationship to various symptoms, period. Clinically, I believe she has mild perioral dermatitis, and certainly that is quite common in children with eczema, period. I don't believe allergies are playing any significant role, period. In any event, we got some RAS testing to, number one, various pollens and common foods and common indoor allergens, and she is completely normal, period. Her total IgE is 17, which is completely normal, period. This would pretty much eliminate any obvious allergies, period. My final diagnosis, mild perioral dermatitis, clinically doing well. My treatment plan, number one, stop using any contact creams. Number two, wash it with warm water without any scrubbing. Number three, use Vaseline only a few times a day. Number four, hydrocortisone ointment 2.5% twice a day for 10 days to reduce inflammation. And this all this treatment should be quite effective, period. As a matter of fact, I talked to mom on 9/16/2013, and Kayla is doing quite well, and all this information and all her results of allergy testing were conveyed to her, and she was quite pleased to hear that Kayla has no significant allergies, period. Overall, she should do quite well. New paragraph. Thank you. I appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies with warm sugar and of declaration on patient Kayla Bostock. Thank you.